average faculty salaries at UIS are lower than the peer median, and you've heard me share this concern before, most recently at the summer retreat. I'm pleased that we were able to provide a salary program for faculty and staff this year, but this issue remains a very high priority because we need to recruit and retain the most talented faculty. And of course, you got a great glimpse of that talent last night, and we're anxious to retain all of those very talented individuals. The next section is on financial indicators. UIS gets more state support per student than the median amount of our public university peers. However, the percentage of state support for the total cost of a UIS education per FTE student continues to shrink, as you know well, and our students and their families are picking up more of that cost. Instructional expenses per student at UIS are slightly higher than the peer median. We have a different advancement peer group than the peer group that you've been hearing about in these previous slides. UIS receives less gift income than the peer median. We need to do better in fundraising so that we can generate more scholarships and provide support for other very important projects. I'm very pleased that we surpassed our goal, as you know, in the recent Brilliant Futures campaign. That was absolutely my highest priority when I arrived last summer. UIS alumni participate in a giving rate similar to our peers. You've just approved the appointment of our new Vice Chancellor for Development, Dr. Jeff Lorber. And Jeff will be working very closely with alumni operations to improve alumni giving. We have a smaller endowment per student than the peer median. And part of the reason is that we're a very young university. We don't have the seasoned alumni base that we need. And of course, that is changing over time. And since we are about 42 years old now, we do have a number of prominent alumni that really are sort of entering that legacy stage of their lives. So we're looking forward to utilizing our new development director and other staff to support that effort. That completes my report, and I'd be pleased to respond to any questions.
Well, that's excellent. Thank you. Does anybody have any questions?
Actually, I have a couple of questions. Could you turn to slide page 38?
Mm-hmm. Which slide?
Page 38, slide 62 in our book. I'm curious as to the loans. They excluded PLUS loans and sub loans. Was subsidized loans excluded from that?
Would you just repeat that question for me?
From the number it's measuring here, as far as need-based scholarship aid, it says excludes PLUS loans, unsubsidized loans. Uh-huh. Does it exclude subsidized loans?
I'm going to call on Vice Chancellor Barnett to help me with that question. Tim, are you here?
Yes, ma'am.
Can you help me?
Okay, I'm just curious.
Double check on that, and we'll get back to you to be absolutely sure.
Okay.
It does include. Okay, thanks, Avijay.
Curious, what's the distinction from excluding these types of loans, but the subsidized loans being included?
This is the national database, so it's what they.
Okay.
Okay.
One more question. Page 51 in our board book. Page 27 on there, but 51 on our slides.
Yep. State appropriations per FTE slide.
No number of degrees granted.
What page did you say that was?
It's page 26
of the presentation.
26 in the presentation.
Yeah, 26, 20, 27 actually.
Okay.
I see there's a jump in the number of degrees granted in 2008, and I think the same occurs on the next slide in 2008 for total degrees, but then there's somewhat of a significant drop-off. I'm curious as to why that is, if there's something that changed or...
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Dr. Barnett, can you help me with that one? Or Lynn, thank you.
There was
Provost Lynn Pardee.